it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
I love a good Monday morning when you're in review mode, but also Monday morning is a really good morning to watch American sport because, of course, it's Sunday afternoon there or Sunday evening and you get some great contests going on. We've already seen the Irish boys, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, win the Zurich Classic in a playoff. But last week we were absolutely lauding Scott Dixon with his performance to win at Long Beach. And we were looking forward to Alabama. And guess what? Sam Ackerman is on the sports desk to tell us guess what.
Yeah, another great result for a Kiwi. And Scotty McLaughlin has shot back at the critics of his team in the way he knows best. So the Kiwi IndyCar drivers won his second straight race, in fact, at Barber Motorsport Park with the Alabama Grand Prix. He gave Team Penske a much-needed triumph just days after IndyCar officials stripped him of the points he earned coming third in the season opener, as well as erasing teammate Joseph Newgarden's victory for manipulating the push-to-pass function system. So it's the fifth win in IndyCar for the former Supercars champ and Scotty Mac. And Scotty Dixon finished back in 15th on this occasion. Smithy.
So that is a fantastic performance from Scott McLaughlin. Yeah, there was all that controversy earlier on in the piece, the push-pass button, but that is that's brilliant. And, you know, very valuable points in the system for Penske. And this is, yeah, that is the perfect way to come back, I must say. So great result from Scott McLaughlin and Marcus Armstrong in there as well, and Scotty Dixon. We're going to have a lot of fun Mondays, I can promise you that. And, of course, now being coming up to May, you know where they're here, don't you? Indianapolis and build up for the Indianapolis 500. Man.
Absolutely. And, mate, it's a sign of Scotty Mac's character as well, right? After all that, he'd have reason to feel upset, kicking stones, whatever it is, but he channeled it into a way that only champions can. So I was thoroughly impressed with that. Great win from Scott McLaughlin there. Now, EPL, Manchester City, they continue to look pretty good for another Premier League title. That 2-0 away win with over Notts Forest does see them sit second, but they've got a game in hand, a favourable draw, and just a one-point gap to Arsenal, who are still top, it must be said. A 3-2 win on the road to your Spurs, Smithy. Mm. Nervous, though, for Arsenal fans. Must have been up 3-0 at half-time and getting down to 3-2. There would have been definitely, as Sir Alex Ferguson put it, squeaky bum time on that one.
Well, it would have been. And honestly, to go to Spurs and be 3-0 up half-time, and that is that's not a good relationship. Arsenal and Spurs. I mean, that's literally the battle for North London, and that is a horrible first half performance from Tottenham, and they would have got a real rack up in their dressing room at half time, but to come back the way that they did. But this is intriguing now. I mean, it's still Manchester City's. It's in the palm of their hand. I look at their run in. They've got to play Wolves, Fulham, Tottenham, and West Ham. That's Manchester City. Could Tottenham? They've got to go to Tottenham as well. Could Tottenham prove a good friend to Arsenal and take some points away from Manchester City there? The other ones look very winnable to me, Wolves, Fulham and West Ham. They really do. So I'm thinking there's 9 points. What will they need? Arsenal have got 3 games to go, Bournemouth, Everton and Manchester United.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Bournemouth, by the way, they beat Brighton 3-0 this morning. But yes, I'm with you. I can't see City losing it. It is theirs to blunder from here. And you know, look, if Arsenal are good enough, if they can win everything on the way, good on them. Well, fair play. They'll be champions, well and truly deserved. But intriguing to see how that goes. You mentioned earlier on, Smithy, the golf with McIlroy and co getting up in New Orleans. Ryan Fox, top four, was it in the end?
Yeah, Ryan Fox and his partner, Garrick Higo from South Africa, very talented young player, very respectable. They had a second round 72. They started with a 63, then a 72, and then back-to-back 65s on a par 72. So that's they were 14 under for the last two rounds. And the format's an interesting one. It used to be just the Zurich used to be just a standard four round involving individuals, but they've revamped it to try and add some interest to it. And so what they do is they play a four ball style where everyone hits a ball in the group, and then that's the first day. And the second day they go to a foursome where there's only two balls in play, so one ball per pairing, then you get to a situation where you go back to four ball, and then the last round today was foursome again. So and it went to a playoff, and as we said, the Irish were able to prevail in that. But for Ryan Fox, that's money for a start, a top four finish. The tournament was worth $8.5 million, so there's money involved with finishing tie for fourth. And also, you do get points as well going into the FedEx Cup race and staying in the top 125. And Ryan needs those because he's missed a few cuts, and as we interviewed him two to three weeks ago, he was a little bit concerned about his form, but only early days, so he knew it wouldn't take much to get out of it. And it sounds like, along with Garrick Higo, they've played some pretty good golf today. They were bogey-free in their round of 7-under.
Yeah, a little bit closer to home, speaking of making some money, Danny Lee, he's pocketed $500,000 in the live. For finishing ninth in a share of ninth, Smithy, it's not bad in the slightest. So 14-under he was, which is four shots behind the American winner Brendan Steele, and the all Aussie team of called Ripper GC, the team of Cam Smith, Mark Leishman, Matt Jones, and Lucas Herbert. They won the team event on a playoff hole to keep the home fans happy there too. Netball, we've head into the latest round of the ANZ Premiership. Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic have racked up their first win of the season, holding off the winless Stars 52-49. A little stat that caught my eye, Smithy. The Stars might have won the last two quarters, couldn't reel in the Magic's six-goal halftime lead. But Georgie Edgecombe grabbed four intercepts, and that equals a season best, just going back through the stats as I want to do, of the best intercepts in a game so far this season. Teammate Georgia Takarangi and the Tactics Karen Berger pulled off the feat too, but four intercepts in a game, that's a huge effort. The Central Pulse, they're sitting top of the table after overcoming a halftime deficit. A dominant third quarter it was to beat the Southern Steel 54-46, and two more unbeaten teams go head-to-head this evening, Smithy. The Mystics hosting the Tactics at Trust Arena. If we turn our attention to the NBL, sorry, Smithy.
No, go, yeah, keep going.
The Taranaki Ears, they had a solid weekend. 89-74 away win to the Tauranga Whai on Friday at South NBL, and as well as 116-97 on the road to Nelson against the Giants yesterday. So a great weekend there. Auckland Tuatara got up on the Manawatu Jets 98-79. Canterbury Rams won the Mainland Derby 87-65 against the winless Southland Sharks. In fact, there was only one home team on the weekend to win. That is the Franklin Bulls, up 85-74 over the Fire again. Wellington Saints are in top spot. They didn't play over the course of the weekend. So the rest of the winners, though, Smithy, made up of spots 2-5 on the ladder. So definitely the strong getting stronger.
It's going to be an intriguing contest, actually. And, boy, is interest absolutely picking up in the NBL, which is not only a good contest in its own right, but a good breeding ground. And we're going to continue to attract players from various levels overseas. It's fascinating. Right, OK, Sam, thanks for that. And a few more texts to read out as we head towards joining up with Staffy. We're working on this, as we should say, George, right from the get-go. There's a Kiwi at the World's Strongest Man that starts on May the 2nd in America. His name is Matt Ragg. How come there's no publicity on him? George, we're going after him, so we can let you know that. Mikey said, good morning. Maybe different as they were a grand final, but let not the let's not forget the Crusaders won away from home, 2022 at Eden Park, 2023 at Hamilton. So Mikey G just reminded us of the history of the Crusaders. Sam Kane hasn't played since January the 10th, apparently a back injury and out for 10 weeks or more. Does that sound right? Hasn't played? Yeah.
Yep.
Out for 10 weeks or more. So, man, that's from RC. Won't be captain, will he? Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on a player being on the bench and having 0 minutes for the Warriors? Wouldn't have been better to have a more forward rotation as Barnett, Ford, and Harris are doing a lot of the work. Well, there you go, Sam. That's something for you to mull on overnight. We haven't got much time for it today, but the makeup, and it'll be a team naming Tuesday, so we'll be interested to see if Webby goes for any changes or if he goes on the theory as, guys, you're getting it wrong. That time he got it right with the tried and true, but he does have injury problems, as Sam has pointed out in his text. We played 3 games in 13 days, he says, in a 90-minute battle against Manly. Tied, and it showed. Remember last year at the bye, we were 5-5. If we get 2 wins from the next 4 games, or even 1, we'll still be well-placed with players coming back. There you go.
That wasn't me, by the way, not me.
It's not you.
There's a different Sam, not me. That wasn't me texting, and I promise.
No. Well, you wouldn't be an Arsenal supporter, and he's pretty happy with the Gunners this morning. So
this is true.
There you go. And Dan says, tongue-in-cheek, we'd have won that series if Peter Petherick was there. Peter Petherick. Gone but not forgotten. Puzzle. It's 11:52 here. Just time for a catch-up with Steph coming up.